What's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis podcast. That is the newest addition to my family. That's my TriStar Tech 12. It's both pump action and semi-automatic, and it was a Father's Day gift, and I have the best in-laws and wife ever. Welcome to the Christoph Lewis podcast. This is Contemplation with Christoph number 31, and everything in these episodes is directed towards finding and doing a career that you love, being happy in the moment, showing you that your goals are possible through hard work while helping others. But it's not just through hard work and having a dream. Like, you have to act. I always say at the end of the episodes, but you have to do something. If you listen to all these episodes and read all these books that I'm reading as well, or doing your own like version of your book challenge or whatever, and just learning constantly, that's great. I'm so happy for you. That sets you apart from so many people. But are you applying that knowledge? And you really need to apply that knowledge. So as I said, this is the Christoph Lewis podcast. You can check out all these contemplations and conversations at christophlewis.com/podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. I have a new Instagram account called One Book a Week Challenge, where I post the coolest book facts in the universe on a daily basis. And I post the book challenge photos, which I also post on my regular page as well, but it just gives you a different avenue for just book things. I'm on a mission to make reading cooler than it's ever been and help people realize that it's feasible to read more and read faster than you think, and even more so that applying this knowledge is priceless and will help you obtain your goals. Last week, I read First Break All the Rules by Marcus Buckingham and Kurt Kaufman, and this week, I'm reading Zero to Hero by my good friend, Nate Wilson. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 74 with the powerful Beav Brody. Beav comes to us from Tactical Baby Gear. He started out as a car guy building high-end cars and found a problem, saw a problem. Actually, I'll digress. In his own words, he had a second kid coming. It turned out to be a girl again, his second girl, and he was sick and tired of dragging around this girly diaper bag, and he wanted to make something manly and tactical, and there wasn't really a market for it, and he absolutely crushed it. So it's a great episode. Beav is just a great guy, fun guy, and a really smart entrepreneur, and he has a lot of good advice and information. So check out that one. That was yesterday, conversation number 74 with Beav Brody. So today I'm going to speak with you about how I need help. So let's get into it. I need your help. Do not be afraid to say this. I asked for help all throughout my life. I almost can't even give you an example of when I didn't ask for help at each stage of my life. Like, as a child, I needed help doing things because even then, in my own way, my own childish way, I wanted to better myself, whether it was sports or whatever. And then as I grew, high school, college turned out not to be for me. In the military, I never had a problem really asking for help. The more that I figured out that learning was the key to becoming a better person, of which I wanted to be, I didn't want to stay static, I realized that asking for help was a huge part of that, like a huge contributor to me becoming more knowledgeable, to becoming a better person, a better friend, was to ask for help. More recently, last year when I got out of the military, I had no problem asking for help. But the thing is here, you have to know who to ask for help from. Because like I've talked a lot about friends and family, even though friends and family absolutely love you and they want the best for you, they're not always the best people to give you advice. So you have to essentially be good at filtering out things and people in your life, and that includes asking for help. You can't just ask anybody for help because, like, what are their credentials? Are they working in the field you want to work in? Are they working with the people you want to work with? Like, you really have to think about who you're asking for help, aka, like, you can think about mentorship. You don't want to just get a mentor. It would behoove you to get a mentor who is already doing the thing that you want to do, especially if you haven't done that, then that's a good person to pick. So I need your help is a great thing to be able to ask, because I think it shows people that you're asking help from that you have enough humility and you are okay with asking for help. And at the same time, they know that you're yearning for knowledge and you want to do better. And you're admitting that I don't know what I need to know right now and I need your help. And at the same time, like, think about when somebody asks you for help, whether it be career advice or for something, like you guys are working together, maybe you're like, oh, this is awesome. Like, they think I know my shit, because more than likely you do know it. And it gives you an opportunity to teach, which is great because it helps solidify the things that you do know. Then you get to teach somebody, which is great, because what I always talk about is helping other people. So, like I said, going back to me getting out of the military, I had a good friend that I work with at my first command, and he helped me out so much when I asked for help. And he just, I mean, for years on end, he gave me just moral support, he gave me technical support, and he helped me so much. And then I had another similar friend that I work with step in and help me just as much. And it's just incredible that when you are not afraid to seek help, there are people out there that are just so ready to help you, and you don't even know that they're just a moment away. If you just call them, text them, message them, direct message them, they are right there and they're willing to help because they do want what is best for you. So you guys know I'm a huge advocate of writing things down, so I think it's applicable to asking for help as well. Always remember to show respect when you ask for help, but show trust too. Like, you're vulnerable and you've shown that person that you trust him with that knowledge. You're showing them that you're willing to listen, but when it comes to asking that person, you want to be prepared. So that goes with showing your respect. So, like, don't just show up and be like, I need help with a thing, I want to be better. Like, define what you want to be better at and what you need help with, and here comes the list. Like, write down what you want to learn and what you need help with, and be organized so that you get better answer. We know that when we have better questions, we get better answers. So come prepared to whomever you ask, and you will get better results. It will be a better experience for both of you. All right, guys, well, this episode wasn't too long. It doesn't need to be too long. Essentially, ask for help if you need it. Don't be afraid to ask for help, and know when to ask for help. You don't also want to be the guy or the girl that's just always asking for help and just always needs a crutch. And you need to be able to work things for a while by yourself and try to get as far as you can without asking for help. And then once you hit a roadblock, you don't want to stay at that roadblock forever, because that'll be detrimental to your progress. So don't stay too long at a place where you're stuck and then ask for help. Don't be afraid. It's gonna be all right. Write it down. Be prepared. Be respectful to the person that you're asking for help. Ask good questions and you'll get good answers. And just remember, I need your help. Don't be afraid to say this. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy these episodes. I just go through my life and I think about things that could have maybe better helped me, or things that have helped me, or essentially all ends of the spectrum, like all throughout the spectrum, like things that I wish I didn't do, things that I wish I did do, things that I wish I had, things that I wish I did not have happen in my life. And one of the things that I know that has been beneficial for me is asking for help. Identifying those things for you, short and sweet, is hopefully helpful for you as well. And maybe you're at a position in your life that, well, maybe this isn't for you. Maybe this isn't the episode and you're like, I already knew all this, and then so be it. I'm very happy for you. Just pass that information along to the next person. But if, you know, so maybe this is the episode for you where you're like, oh, it, you know, it is okay to ask for help. I thought nobody else maybe asked for help, and I felt maybe embarrassed to ask for help. So as I said, this might not be the podcast for you, and that's great. They're not going to be all for you. You may already have it figured out, and this is for that one person that needs this. So if I've helped you, then I'm happy for that, and go out there and pay it forward. Remember, you guys can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis and the new One Book a Week Challenge, and you can also check that out at christophlewis.com/book challenge. So the best way to repay this is just to share it with a friend. I would greatly appreciate that. And I believe we are up to 73 countries now around the world, which blows me away, or in all continents. And it's just, it's incredible the amount of feedback I get and the people that I talk to on a daily basis. I really do appreciate every single one of you that are hearing my voice right now. Thank you so much for the support. And if you have a topic that you would like discussed that you think it meets kind of this criteria about career transition, you know, this one was like not being afraid to ask for help. If you have a topic that you'd love me to talk about or even potentially get you on here to talk about as well, do not hesitate to email me, Christoph@ChristophLewisPodcast.com, or find me on Instagram @ChristophLewis and direct message me. All right, my friends, thanks for listening, but please don't only apply this stuff. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all of the best books, but if you don't apply it, it doesn't mean a thing. Have the best night ever.